Blog Talk Radio.
I belong to a church for a very long time. And every chance I got, I was always trying to get by. One day Jesus, he moved into my life. And ever since that day, my life has been changed. But Jesus came into my life one day. And now I know that's really been a change. I feel a change.
I feel a change.
I feel a change.
I feel a change in my life. I feel a God that's very much alive. How many of you feel a change on today? Certainly, we thank God for you, and for you. Thank God for all of you, our listening audience. It is the 1 p.m. hour, and it's Saturday afternoon, and this is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and certainly, we want you to know we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that is a blessing to you and to you and to you. I feel a God that is very much alive. I feel a change in my life. And certainly, we thank God we took it back just a little bit for you on today. And we thank God for you, you, and you again. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And certainly, we thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy and his faithfulness that he is allowing us to see another day that we have never seen before. And certainly we will never see it again. And so that's why we thank and praise God for his new mercies. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly our number to call in is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We are also, in addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. You can connect with us on those platforms as well. We want you to know that we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, we have a Tumblr page, we have an Instagram page. And if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. All you have to do is click on the link. And so you can connect with us there as well. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps there is something that you would like to share. Perhaps you are author, you are a musician, you are a songwriter, you're a singer, you have a gift, a calling, a talent, a profession, certainly that you think that you should share with the world. We encourage you to contact Global Gospel, and certainly we will be delighted to share the message on our platform. Again, thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel. We want to shout out our sponsor today, MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beard, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Certainly, we encourage you to connect with them as well. Shout out to the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Latham family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Robinson family, the Fells family, the Brown family, the Gross family, the Natale family. Thank God for you and you and you, all of you that are listening in that I may not have called your name. Leave me a comment. Let me know that you're listening. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Suriname, Uruguay, South Africa, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, Kenya, Uganda, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Korea, Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, Australia, Sweden, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Italy, France, Portugal, and Spain. We thank God, Jamaica, West Indies, we thank God for you and our audience. For those that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So today we came with the message of Jesus Christ. For the message of Jesus Christ is good news on today. It's good news to the believer and to the unbeliever, to the rich, to the poor, to the black, to the white, to the down and out, to the oppressed, to those that are suicidal, those that are hopeless, those that are unemployed, those that are homeless. The gospel is here on today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free. So the gospel is here to let you know that there is nothing too hard for God. You can ask him a hard thing today. The plan for salvation is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. Certainly, Christ came in the world to die for our sins. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And not that he only come to live, but he came to die and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. We know that he went into the grave. He went to hell, set the captives free. But we know that he rose victoriously, power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And because of that, we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. In a day and a time like this, certainly we need God's mercy. We need his favor. We need his blessings upon our lives. And so on today, we encourage you to take up your cross and to follow Jesus, to accept him, to believe in him, and to confess him as Lord and Savior in your life. Again, we thank you for tuning in to Global Gospel. Certainly, we do have a message that we will be sharing with you on today. And so we are going to take another break. And you know I like this selection. I play it now. It is a declaration, a prophetic declaration in your life. And you have to remind yourself that no matter what is going on, God has a plan and purpose for your life. And guess what? This keeps happening.
And then we'll cover our family. I cover in my family. I'm making better decisions, destroying every addiction. Go with me and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
Happening for me.
I won't apologize.
I won't apologize.
No more feelings.
it keeps happening for me. And open doors everywhere. It keeps happening for me. It's a God thing. Certainly, I'm making better decisions. Better decisions. Better decisions than I made yesterday. Why? Because it keeps happening for me. God is doing it right now. Amen. In our theme for today, you will find that it says God's word is forever. God's word is forever. And so with that being said, the passage of scripture that we are going to share with you on today comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The book of the prophet Isaiah. And so as we look at Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5 is where we are going to share this. 1 through 8, where we are going to share this afternoon. It reads on this wise, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as of the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Stay tuned.
The grass withers, but the world
just in our minds. It's
thy word. God, we thank you for your word, for your words. They are spirit and they are life. We pray that your word today touches, it heals, it delivers, it saves, and it sets free, and it encourages. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth away, but the word of God shall stand forever. And certainly sometimes in life we hear this particular passage of scripture from Isaiah. We heard it at funerals, and I've been to my share of funerals in this season. But certainly this is more than just about the end of life. But God's word is forever. And I said, as the Kiara Sheehan said, it keeps happening for me, a prophetic declaration over your life. And certainly God's word is prophetic, for his promises, God's word is his promise. His promises are yea and amen. But as we look at this, if we look at the flower, there's several, those that are into gardening, or if you have a garden, or if you have a know anything about plants or that type of growing things, you'll know that there are several types of plants. There's a type of plant called a flower that is called an annual. An annual is a plant that completes its life cycle in 1 year. It goes from seed to flower and back to seed and dies in one growing season. There is something called a perennial plant, a plant that lives more than 2 years, often used to differentiate a plant from shorter-lived annuals and biennials. A perennial is a distinguished plant with little or no woody growth, such as trees and shrubs. And then there's a third type of flower called a biennial. It is an herbaceous flowering plant that completes its life cycle in two growing seasons. In the first season, it produces roots, stems, and leaves. In the second season, it flowers, it fruits, it seeds, and then it dies. And then there is, when it comes to trees, there is something called an evergreen tree, a plant which has foliage that remains green and functional through more than one growing season. And then there is a deciduous tree. A deciduous tree, the leaves fall off after maturity. And the deciduous tree, it replenishes its leaves, and the leaves never fall off at one time. The tree is never bare or naked at all. I'm sorry, deciduous trees, the leaves fall off at once, as opposed to an evergreen where they never fall off at once. And so as we look at the word, the grass, the flower fadeth away, but the word of God shall stand forever. And as certainly we look at the passage of scripture, and if we read before chapter 40 and we read after chapter 40, we know that Isaiah was there to proclaim God's word to God's people. And God's people have had a history, or they had a history and still have a history, of being in bondage, of being a slave to sin, of being in slavery. And certainly they have a history of God forgiving them, they repenting, and then they go back into the same thing as a cycle. And certainly there's sometimes in life where we have to know we're going to break the cycle. Kiara, she has said, I'm making better decisions. She's simply saying, I'm breaking the cycle. She said, I'm destroying every addiction. And sometimes addiction and bad things repeat itself in families, drugs and alcoholism and poverty and abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. It sends, sometimes tends to repeat, history repeats itself until somebody decides, listen, I can't go down the same road as mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or my brother and sister. This change starts today. It starts with me. And certainly this is a decision, that a God decision that I'm making for my life. And so what this is saying to us is that God's word, God is saying, listen, I'm going to bring you out. I'm giving you salvation I'm giving you healing. I'm giving you deliverance. It's all in God's word. Everything you need is in God's word, because God's word is his bond. God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If he spoke it, it's coming to pass. God's word will not return unto him void. It will accomplish that which is sent out to do. The Bible says that he sent his word and they were healed. And so let me share another few passages of scripture with you pertaining to God's word, because God's word is forever. God's word lasts. God's word stands all by itself. It's right. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And if you read John, it'll a little further tell you, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. This is how we get from the beginning. The word is so powerful. The word brought us. John says it brought us from the beginning, and it brought us to Jesus. The word will bring you out of whatever you're in or whatever situation it is. It will bring you to Jesus. And certainly that is good news on today, that Jesus makes the difference in our life. Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 through 35 says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Jesus talks about the fig tree, and it's back to our science lesson from before. It said, when the branch is yet tender, it putteth forth leaves, and it's telling us how it is. And so I happen to have a fig tree, and I know how a fig tree goes through cycles in the summer, in the spring, in the summer, the winter, and the fall. I see how it fruits and how it comes back year after year. I see how some years it's more fruitful than others. Some years it puts off more branches than others. Some years it puts off more leaves than others. Some years it puts more fruit. And certainly it's temperamental. But Jesus is saying here, one thing is for sure, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not fail. I heard one preacher, she said, I'd rather be in God's word than in heaven. Why? Because the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God's word is not going to fail. We read in the Bible there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, but we don't see where there's going to be a new word. The word is the word. It was, it is to come. Jesus Christ, who is the living word, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot and will not change. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He was the word at the beginning, the word at the end. God's word is the author. He is the author and finisher of our faith. We talk about authors, we talk about writing. And what do writers do? Writers put words together. God is an author. He puts words together for every chapter of your life, every sentence, every phrase, every clause, every preposition is all God. Psalms 105 and 8. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. He's from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. The word doesn't start with your generation. It doesn't end with your generation. The word didn't start with your parents or their parents before them or before them, and certainly it did not end with them. Yes, seasons change. Winter comes, spring, fall, naturally and spiritually in our lives, but God's word never fails. And certainly we can think about things. Perhaps somebody has spoken something into your life and you believe what they said, you receive what they said, God confirmed it, and certainly it not, has not come to pass yet. It seems like every situation is getting worse and worse. It seems like every day there is something else new. It seems like you may have a new ailment. There may be a new leak in the roof at your house that wasn't there yesterday. Your car may have a different clang and bang than it did yesterday. You might feel a little stiff on today. You can't move as fast as you did yesterday. God's word is still his word. And whether God's word comes to pass, if you're 8, if you're 18, or if you're 80, God's word is still true. God's word is forever. God's word, God does not go back on his word, because it's in the beginning, it's in the middle, it's in the end. God, he is the word. He is the living word. And certainly he sent his son Jesus to come into the world to die for us. He put his word in action. He put his word to be beaten. It was tested when it was beaten, when it was lied on, when it was mistreated, when it was, the word has been betrayed. Certainly, even it was, came a time where he couldn't look on the sin that the word had taken on. God's word, it went into a grave. The word went to hell, but the word rose with all power in its hand. And I believe it was Dr. King that said, truth crushed to the earth will rise. You can take the truth. You can try to squash it out. You can try to pound it out. You can try to drown it. You can try to shoot it. You can try to stab it. You can do whatever you need or think you can do to the word, but it will rise again. God's word is indestructible. It is immutable. It does not change. And so as we conclude this part, there are so many things that change. God's word doesn't pass away. If there is trust, if you trust somebody, something can happen and you can lose trust in that person or that situation or that product. You can have confidence in people. Something can happen. You lose confidence in that person or that system or that belief factor. You can feel secure in a place. You might feel secure in your house. You might put the locks on the doors and the windows. You might put your alarm system on. You can feel secure. But if somebody breaks in your house, if somebody violates you, you lose your sense of security. You can have different associations with family, with friends, with neighbors, and it'll seem like everything's okay. Something can happen. Someone can commit an offense. Someone can commit a crime. Somebody can be disrespectful, violate you, and now you have to disassociate from that association. Something changed. But guess what? Even in all of that, God did not change. You can have connections, good connections, sound connections. But guess what? Something can happen, just like the phone. You can have a good connection. Something can happen to the service. Something can happen to the satellite. And all of a sudden, you're disconnected. Why? Because the things of this world are temporary. They're temporary. They're not going to last. Even life itself on this side doesn't last forever. Your health doesn't last forever. And certainly, this is why the writer said, the grass withers, the flower fades. It means people are going to change. People do change. Government systems change, politics change, church changes, everything changes. What shall I cry? The grass withers, the flower fadeth away, but God's word is forever. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Once God speaks, that's it. That settles it. There is no changing it. That's it. You can take it to the bank. You don't have to believe it. But he is a living word. God's word is forever. It's the only thing that's going to last. And the word of God, I have.
You were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, Savior, now. Come on. Many things, many things. You were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Great, sent down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, of all the things that
come in time.
You are the living
awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile redeemer. God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
Together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Born
in a manger, but on a tree.
Jesus, that's what we call you. You are the living word. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Give us a call. Give us a shout out. Let us know that you are listening. Certainly, we just have a few minutes that we are sharing, that we have left in the hour. And certainly, if you missed any part, we want you to know that as soon as we finish, as soon as we conclude at the 2 p.m. hour, you can go back and listen again. How many of you know today that no matter what's going on, God's word is forever? Because his word is forever, and just in case you didn't know that, we need a word on today.
We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction from above. We need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give peace of mind. Thy wisdom and thy understanding, though we lack the very love you show in the sun. Lord, we walk today in bad ways, and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord. Speak, Lord. Lord, will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine and give a peace of mind. Speak, Lord.
Thomas Whitfield, we need a word from the Lord, just one word, and certainly God's word will make everything all right. All you have to do is trust and believe. Keep the faith that God is going to do what he said he would do in his own time. We have come just about to the close of the hour, and certainly I pray that you've been blessed and inspired by the music today. I believe at the top of the hour, we started out I Feel a Change. That was a classic, James Cleveland, Reverend James Cleveland, a classic. We started, we went to Kiara Sheard, It Keeps Happening for Me, the prophetic declaration. And then we heard from Bishop Paul Morton and Karen Clark, and they said, the grass withereth. And certainly that was our scripture for today, Isaiah 40:8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And then we heard from Fred Hammond, you are the living word. And we just said, we need a word, Thomas Whitfield. And I think maybe we'll go back to Kiara Sheard. And, you know, I can never get enough of that selection, because it is inspiring, it is inspirational, and certainly it is encouraging. It gives you something to look forward to, and certainly you have to not only live the word, but you have to speak the word. You have to speak truth to power. I believe it was the prophet Ezekiel. God gave him a scroll, eat the scroll, eat the word. You have to eat the word. The word has to be digested in you. It has to be a part of you. And then when it's a part of you, you can speak it. Truth to power. You can declare and decree, and it shall be established. So again, we thank you all for sharing with Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon. Remember, we're syndicated, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Leave us a comment on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Instagram. We pray that you share this message with someone else. You can also share the embedded image as well. Let us pray on this Saturday afternoon. God, our Father, you are gracious, you are kind, you are eternal. We thank you for everything. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for your word. We thank you for sending your word. We thank you for your word in the flesh form of Jesus the Christ. We thank you that he came for our salvation, our healing, and our deliverance. God, we thank you that he came to save us from our sins. We thank you that he came for eternal life. And today, oh God, someone may be listening around the world. They may be down and out, but God, help them to know that you sent your word and that your eyes are in every place beholding the good and evil, that you see all, you know all, and you care. Help them to know that they can cast their cares upon you today, knowing that you care for them. God, we thank you that you heal all manner of disease, that there is no disease, no infirmity, no sickness, no ailment that is too hard for you. For you are the God of all flesh. And we thank you today that you exalt every valley and that you bring down every mountain, that you make the crooked straight. And we thank you that you make the words, the rough place smooth. And so, God, we praise you for these things. We ask you to continue to touch us right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever we need to be touched, set us free from whatever we need to be set free from. We ask that you continue to open doors that need to be opened and close doors that need to be closed. We thank you for our victory today over every situation that it seems like we've been defeated in, God. We thank you that you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. God, continue to move by your spirit and cover us with your blood. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray. It keeps happening for me. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Same time.
My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. And then we'll cover our family. I'm covering my family. I'm making better decisions.
We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in, and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
Come pin my wig down.